On the last Saturday of October, we say good afternoon from Elwood Olsen Stadium near the campus of Morningside College in Sioux City, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference football between the North College Defenders and the Morningside Mustangs. The Morningside Mustangs come into today's contest rated in the nation in the top 10. They are fourth currently in the NAIA coaches poll. Well, the North College Defenders are coming off their first win of the season, a 24-7 decision over Dakota State last week in Sioux Center on a parents' weekend. North College is 1-7. They were 2-9 last year, while the Morningside Mustangs entered today's contest 7-0. Last year they were 9-2, advancing onto the playoffs where they lost in the first round. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from high atop the field. In the press box at Elwood Olsen Stadium, we are seated at the 45-yard line as we get set for this afternoon's football game. And the artificial turf is clear of the players as both Dort College and Morningside have made their way into the locker rooms for their final instructions before this afternoon's contest. We will check in with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner and Sports Information Director Corey Westra with his GPAC week preview. Right after this, this is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM.
This is the GPAC Football Saturday Report for October 27, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westrup. We begin our GPAC Football Saturday Report this week with a look back at the scoreboard of last week. Midland in non-conference play defeated Mayville State 40-20, the final score. One other non-conference game saw Dort pick up their first win of the year as the Defenders defeated Dakota State 24-7. Now the conference games from last weekend. Northwestern over Briar Cliff 57-7. Morningside over Hastings in the battle for the league lead 53-23, the final. Nebraska Wesleyan over Concordia 16-6, and Dakota Wesleyan defeated Doan in the All-Tiger matchup 28-24, the final score. Here's your Hoff Mid-America Sports Football Players of the Week on offense. Brandon Smith from Northwestern takes the honor after rushing for 247 yards in a win against Briar Cliff last Saturday. Cody Eiler, defensive back from Nebraska Wesleyan, is the Defensive Player of the Week. Eiler had three interceptions in Nebraska Wesleyan's win against Concordia. And Trenton Burrish, kicker for Midland, takes the honor on special teams. He had a pair of field goals in the win at Mayville State, a long of 29, also made 4 out of 5 PATs in the game. That's a look back to week number 8. After the break, we will preview week 9 of GPAC football. The GPAC football Saturday report continues right after this.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronic Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 20-team NAIA National Champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
We move into the final Saturday of October for GPAC football, week 9 on the schedule. 5 conference games on the slate for this Saturday. 4 of them are in the afternoon. We start in Sioux City. Briar Cliff will host Nebraska Wesleyan at Memorial Field. Concordia home against Midland. That game in Seward. Morningside will be across town in Sioux City, where the Mustangs, holding the league lead, they will be at home against Dort College. And Hastings will head to Crete for a matchup against the Doan College Tigers. One night game this week, and that is the lone game in the Great Plains Athletic Conference that both teams are inside the top 25. Number 25 Dakota Wesleyan hosting number 16 Northwestern at Joe Quinto Field, 7 o'clock kickoff on Saturday night. Let's go then to the NAIA Top 25 for this week. Marion holds on to that number 1 spot once again at 7-0. Georgetown in number 2 at 8-0. Missouri Valley is ranked 3rd at 7-0. Morningside continues in the 4 spot, 7-0 overall, 6-0, and leading the GPAC. And number 5 is St. Xavier. The defending national champions are 6-1. Then for the GPAC, Northwestern at 16. Hastings ranked 18th this week. Dakota Wesleyan 25. And Doan is receiving votes in this week's NAIA Football Top 25. Elsewhere in Great Plains Athletic Conference news, since we are getting to the end of the fall seasons, we wanted to remind you that this is the final Saturday of GPAC soccer. Coming up tonight on the GPAC website, you can find the pairings for the GPAC soccer postseason tournament, which will open for the women on Tuesday, October 30, and the men on Thursday, November 1. GPAC volleyball still has a week to go in the regular season before they start postseason play. The GPAC cross-country championships 1 week from today in McCook Lake, South Dakota at the Adams Nature Preserve, hosted by Briar Cliff. And there's some basketball on the schedule as well this weekend. Check out the website for more. That's your GPAC report for this football Saturday of October 27. I'm Corey Westrup.
Getting back to this afternoon's contest that you're going to be listening to in about 15 minutes, we are set for kickoff from Elwood Olsen Stadium. Let's take a closer look at these two teams, the Dort College Defenders and the Morningside Mustangs. Morningside is 6-0 in the GPAC, 7-0 overall. The Mustangs had not allowed more than 10 points in the game this season up until their most recent game, a 53-23 win over Hastings. They scored at least 28 points in each of their games this season. The Mustangs have outscored teams 304-57. They outgained teams 483-262 per game. Morningside has run 331 times this year for 1,1275 total yards, and they have thrown 210 passes, completing 130 for 2,111 yards. Joel Nixon has run for 354 yards on 71 carries. John Halverson has 67 rushes for 316 yards. Josh Gaetke is averaging 3.3 yards per rush on 77 carries. Fred Jones has 72 rushes with a 3.4 average. Halverson tops the team with 5 rushing touchdowns. Joel Nixon has completed 123 of 200 passes for nearly a 65% completion rate. He completes for 288 yards per game, 25 touchdowns this year against just 5 interceptions. Joel McCabe is Nixon's favorite target with 43 catches for a 16.4 yards per catch average with 10 touchdowns. Kyle Shuck has 26 catches for 7 touchdowns and a 17.1 yards per catch average. Ty Litson is 3 of 7 on field goals with a long of 51 yards. Chris Cavillo has 28 solo and 30 assisted stops with 9 tackles for loss. Aaron Roberg has 16 solo and 35 assisted tackles with 2 interceptions. Jared Goforth has 27 solo and 18 assisted stops with a team-high 5 interceptions. Sean Elliott has 23 solo tackles, 12 assisted, and he has 2 sacks. Nixon ranks number 1 in the NAI in passing efficiency and number 2 in total offense per game, number 4 in passing yards per game. Joel McCabe is number 6 in receiving yards per game. Dort College is 1-7 overall, 0-6 in league play. Dort College has been outscored 253-124 this season. Now outgained teams on the ground 224-168 per game this year, while surrendering 265 yards per game in the air. They get 101 yards passing themselves through the air. Trey Pickney has 61 carries for 471 yards and a 7.7 yards per carry average with a team high four touchdowns. On the ground, Daniel Fenning has 44 carries for 316 yards. Leonard Manuel, 56 carries for 289 yards and a 5.2 yards per carry average. Kyle Henricks has completed 44 of 101 yards passing attempts, 44 of 101 for 660 yards and 2 touchdowns with 8 interceptions. It appears he will not be in the lineup, though, today. Dort College will go with some inexperience at the quarterback spot this afternoon as they face the number 4 team in the country. More on that as we visit with Coach Greg Youngblood in just a few minutes. Barry Dykstra is 2 of 5 on field goals with a long of 29. He's 14 of 15 on point after attempts. Heath Bonestro has punted 19 times for a 40.3 yards per punt average. Seth Vandevoort tops the team with 44 solo and 40 assisted tackles with 5.5 tackles for loss. Vinoy Harris has 40 solo and 25 assisted stops with a fumble recovery. Ray Cleveland has 40 solo tackles with 23 assists, and he has 3 interceptions. Sam Ashmore has been in on 34 solo tackles, while Anthony Hallam and Josh Nolmeyer each have 2 interceptions. John Gardner tops the team with 3 quarterback sacks. In their most recent outing, the Mustangs beat Hastings 53-23. That was last week. Got up 27-3 at halftime. Morningside outgained Hastings 563-423. Dort College held off Dakota State 24-7 last week. Dort outgained the Trojans 452-340. Trey Pickney had 88 yards on 8 carries. He won 71 yards for a touchdown. Josh Van Kempen and Daniel Fennig had 48 and 45 yards, respectively. Henricks and Manuel also had 44 and 42 yards as Dort accumulated 286 yards on the ground. Morningside's 4-0 against the defenders. They played in Sioux Center last season. It was 70-0 the final. Morningside scored 42 points in the second half after leading 28-0 at halftime. They were up 7-0 after one quarter. Morningside had 627 yards on offense, had the ball for 31 minutes and 24 seconds of that game. Fred Jones ran for 150 yards on 18 carries. Levi Owen had 8 carries for 62 yards. Kyle Nickel was 20 of 29 passing for 238 yards and 2 touchdowns. The story on Kyle Nickel, though, is at the conclusion of the season last year, he elected to join the basketball program. So he will be in the basketball uniform this season for the Morningside Mustangs. I had the opportunity to visit with Coach Greg Youngblood yesterday about the matchup between these two teams, and here's what the coach had to say while preparing for Morningside.
The Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Morningside Mustangs. Great Plains Athletic Conference action on Saturday. And, Coach, your team coming off a win over the Dakota State Trojans last week, got it 24-7, gave up the first touchdown of the contest, but then scored 24 unanswered to close it. All in all, a game where your offense moved the ball pretty well and your defense gave up some yards but didn't give up points. Your assessment, I guess, of that performance last Saturday against Dakota State.
Yeah, we're very proud of our guys, the way they battled and to continue to improve this season, so that's a lot of credit for them, the way they worked. And yeah, our defense, like you said, they bend but didn't break and gave up some yards, but in the red zones especially, had turnovers and scored our first touchdown there, a fumble recovery, and set us up for some other things. So felt real good about that. Obviously, you know, some areas in the secondary that we want to continue to shore up as far as giving up those yards, but the main number that counts is the points, and they did a great job. Offensively, yes, we moved the ball. Frustrating because we felt like we could have easily had two or three more touchdowns and in the red zone and even just plays where we drop a pitch here, we do some things here. So those are things that, we got to eliminate those still, and some turnover areas that we've had issues with. And so there's a lot of good things, but definitely we definitely see there's a lot of things to still work on, a lot of areas to improve. So it was definitely good for our guys to get that win. They've been working hard and earned it, so that was the exciting part for them, and I want to continue that momentum on for the last three games of the season.
This Morningside team that you are playing, tell me about what you see from them on film. You as the offensive coordinator, what do you see from them defensively that they do that give team troubles?
Well, they're very athletic, very aggressive, well-coached. You know, they don't do a lot of things. They keep it pretty simple, but what they do very well. And they're going to come at you. And so we need to be ready for them and their aggressive style of play. And that's something that they take to a different level. And they're going to be sound defensively. And they might throw in some wrinkles because of what we do, since it's unique. But I doubt they'll feel like they need to from a personnel standpoint. It's whether scheme-wise they just feel like they need to do some different things. So that'll be the thing we don't know about them, what they'll do. But, you put the film on and they pretty much line up the same way and do pretty much most of the same things every snap. It's not like they're trying to fool you by jumping in a lot of different looks. They're just going to be solid and they're just going to be better than you. And so, and obviously they have been all season. So it'll be a great challenge for us, but exciting one to see how we measure up.
Defensively, what does Coach Elisario have to get his team ready for?
Well, they've had a lot of success with the big plays through the air. Over the top, they've beaten people, but also they're underneath screen games, inside, outside screens that have been real effective because they do have some athletes there at receiver and get them in space with the ball with some blockers in front, and they're very dangerous. But they also have a physical running game. They're starting running back there. Fred Jones is a bull, and he's tough, and they definitely have some physical guys up front. So they've run the ball well, but haven't had so much success through the air. I think they probably haven't dominated on the ground like they maybe could have. And they you never know what they'll do. They're very balanced. So they pose a lot of threats. They've obviously scored a lot of points and put up some big numbers. So for sure, it's a big challenge for our defense to contain them and not let them get the cheap ones, the big plays, and then offensively, we have got to help them out. We've got to control the ball, not turn it over, keep them off the field, and try to limit their opportunities to score, to get big plays.
Can you point to anything that your team can do? You talk about controlling the ball, running the ball. What does your team need to do specifically to get that done against this Morningside team?
Well, you know, this is what we try to sell to our guys. You know, running the option, the triple option, is the best thing we can do against these guys. You know, teams that want to run the inside zone or outside zone or power scheme, which is pretty much everybody, you got those type of schemes in their offensive playbook. You know, you got to block these guys, you know, straight up, and nobody's done it all year. So the advantage we have is we don't have to block two of those guys. You know, the stud D tackle and the stud defensive end, we got to read them, pull the football or pitch the football, and, you know, take what they give us. So it's on us to make the right reads, but because of that, we don't necessarily have to beat them one-on-one with blocks and things. So, but that's where we got to execute it. If we make bad decisions or we make a bad pitch or a bad exchange, we can put the ball on the ground, and that'll then kill us. But we feel like that's an advantage, and that's why, you know, the Naval Service Academies do these kinds of things, because they can beat people that might be physically better than them up front. You know, the other thing is we've got to, you know, the time of possession, obviously run the football, run the clock. You know, we're gonna milk the clock down. You know, we're gonna try to get it under at least 10 seconds every play, and make sure that, you know, even if we do, you know, don't get a score, hopefully we get some first downs. But even if we don't, we've run enough time off the clock that we can, you know, not keep them getting back on the field right away. And we need some long drives where we can, you know, chew up the clock and keep it close into the late in the game. And so if we can do that, I think that really helps our defense out.
3 weeks from the end of the year, three games from the end of the year, and it becomes the theme in football. Who are you missing? Who do you get back? Your health coming into this week.
Right. You know, we're banged up like anybody would be, from guys that just have been playing all year long but are toughing through it, and they're doing fine. Ironically, there's good and bad to that. You know, we are getting some people back on defense. Even last week, you know, the week before, we got Jordan Birdsong, we got John Leachins back last week. So there's actually some good things happening there. Offensively, we had some big injuries lost early in the season. That lately, though, Kyle Hendricks this week has been an ongoing thing through the season, but he's going to be sidelined with a back injury, and I guess there's an outside shot he might be able to suit up on Saturday, but at this point he hasn't practiced all week, so we aren't counting on it, and we have confidence in Caleb Luzinger, who's been our backup and hasn't seen the field this year, but he's been here through the spring and has gotten those repetitions, so, you know, we'll go with him. And you know, and then we've got guys like Dan Finnig and Trey Pickney that have knees and knee issues and things that, you know, have been out part of the week but are able to get back by the end of the week for game day. We've got linemen, Jordan Huseman and others that you never hear about it, but their shoulder and things are really bothering them, and they just got through it, and they're there every day. So those are areas where we have concern, but, you know, we talk about the next man up. You know, it's got to be the next guy, and we got to keep things rolling. We're not going to change what we do. We're going to go with the next guy, and we count on him and plan on him doing a good job. So that's going to be our mindset.
That is Coach Greg Youngblood talking about the matchup between these two teams. And as you heard Coach talk about the fact that in all likelihood, they were preparing for life without Kyle Hendricks today at starting quarterback, and talked about the fact that Trey Pickney and Daniel Fennig a little banged up as well. Those two went through their warm-up paces, though, and it appears they are ready to go, and did not see Kyle Hendricks on the field, number 9, warming up. So in all likelihood, Dort College will be without him, and it'll be Caleb Luzinger drawing the starting nod if all goes according to plan this afternoon. Dort College and Morningside, the captains are at midfield right now going through the coin toss for this afternoon's contest. Winds are light, so that's not much of a factor. The Morningside Mustangs won the coin toss. They have elected to defer to the second half. Dort College will then elect to receive. Morningside will be moving from my left to my right, so they will be defending the east goal, as the alignment here at Elwood Olsen Stadium is that the field runs east and west. Today's football game made possible by a grant from the VidEngland Hoban Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. For Dort College offensively, you'll be hearing about Trey Pickney. He's averaging 7.7 yards per carry. He has 13 receptions for 221 yards. Josh Van Kampen has been lined up at fullback this season, 69 carries, 247 yards. David Greese's wideout leads the team in receptions with 16 catches for 225 yards. Daniel Fennig, 44 carries for 338 yards this season. He's one of those wingbacks in the flexbone offense. Leonard Manuel, 56 carries for 291 yards. Aaron Francis is part of the three-man rotation for two spots in the flexbone, nine catches for 154 yards. Offensive line for the defenders, it'll be Patrick Vischer, Jordan Huseman, Kyle Skolton, Nathan Moorhead, and Owen Rinalda, as they have played most of the season. Those starting five, the offensive line, has been pretty durable for the Dort College defenders. Ty Litson will tee it up at the 35-yard line. Dort College will send Francis and Pickney back deep. Pickney averaging 20.1 yards per return. Pickney is at his own 5-yard line, and Litson puts his foot into it, a right-footed kick. It'll drive Pickney back to the 1-yard line, backs up to the goal line to catch it, and he brings it out to the 10, to the 15, and he is brought down at the 15-yard line, and that is where Dort College will start from, first down and 10 at their own 15-yard line. Defensively for the Morningside Mustangs, Colby Henderson has a pair of interceptions. Chris Cavillo, 28 solo and 30 assisted stops, along with 9 tackles for loss. He's number 11. He's a middle linebacker. Sean Elliott has 23 solo and 12 assisted stops. He had a couple of sacks this season. Jared Goforth, 5th in the nation in interceptions with 5 this season. 27 solo and 18 assisted stops. Losinger under center, Dort College option. Pitch inside and... Looked like they wanted to run option to the left and then came back with a counter pitch to the middle of the field. And Daniel Fennig carries it back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. No gain on the play for the Dort College defenders, and that will bring up second down and a 10. Second down and 10 for Dort College. Caleb Losinger, number 16, a 6'3", 225-pound senior from Blountville, Tennessee. He gets the play in from the sideline. Dort College taking their time at the line of scrimmage at their own 15. Losinger is under center. Owen Rinalda is the center. Wideouts right and left for the defenders. They hand it off. Quick hitter up the middle, and that goes to, I believe that's Josh Van Kampen. Want to double-check that and make sure I get the right person. Make sure number 5 is on the field, and that was Van Kampen with a 1-yard pickup on the play straight up the middle. It's going to be third down and 9. Third down and 9, Dort College at their own 17-yard line. Dort College looking to the sideline for their next play. Coach Greg Youngblood, before the contest, made no bones about it. He said, we will take the play clock down under 10 seconds at every opportunity we can, and they have done just that right now. 8 seconds left on the play clock. Fake the handoff up the middle. Losinger pitches right over to Pickney. Pickney has some room to run. He has a first down, and the Dort College defenders move the chains as Pickney picks up 12 out to the 29-yard line. So a first down for the defenders on the option pitch right. Dort College banking on the fact that there will be some lanes to run in if they can stretch this Morningside defense out a little bit. Football now at the 29-yard line, so a pickup of 12 on the play for the defenders. After facing third down and 9, they get the first down, and they will look to the sideline for their play. Losinger, well out from behind center to take that play. He will now meander up to the line of scrimmage with 8 seconds left on the play clock. 6 seconds left. Now he's got to hurry. Checks his wristband. 4 seconds. They send a man in motion. Football's on the ground, and Losinger unable to pick it up. It's batted around, and Morningside comes up with it at the 15-yard line. So Dort College fumbles, and the Morningside Mustangs come up with it, covering it up at the 16-yard line. So Dort College started this drive at their own 16, end up fumbling it on the center to quarterback exchange. Dort College probably waited a little too long with running that play. Ended up that Losinger had to hustle the snap a little bit more than he wanted to. And that sent the timing of that play off. And now Morningside with a short field to work with at the Dort College 16-yard line. This will be Joel Nixon in shotgun. Nixon's in shotgun. Fakes the handoff inside. They throw the bubble screen to the right. Pass is completed inside the 15 down to the 12-yard line. Pass was completed to Colby Henderson. So they've got Henderson lining up at a wideout. He's also a cornerback for the Mustangs. So a special package of plays. They complete it to the near side on the bubble screen. A pickup of 4 on the play. It'll be second down and 6. 12 and a half minutes left to go in the first quarter. Nixon in the shotgun. Send a man in motion to the right. They hand it off to the right side. A little bit of room to run, but not much there for the Mustangs. Short gain on the play. And for Morningside, that is John Helverson. Helverson on the carry. Helverson not listed on the two deep for Morningside for this week, but he is in almost immediately this afternoon on offense. That does not mean Helverson is further down on the depth chart by any means. Morningside facing down, third down and five, a pickup of one on the play. Man in motion, fake the handoff on the reverse, pressure up the middle, and Seth Vandevort on the blitz throws Nixon for a loss. Seth Vandevort throws him for a 8-yard loss on the play back to the 18-yard line, and now Morningside, a decision to make, facing fourth down and 12 at the Dort College 18-yard line. Ty Litson, 3 of 7 on field goal attempts. We'll wait and see if number 23 makes his way in from the sideline. The Morningside facing third down and 12 after it was third down and 5 moments ago. Dort College gets their substitutes on and off the field. Back to pass is Nixon. Nixon under pressure again. He's going to scramble right, looking to the sideline. Throws it into the end zone to a wide open Joel McCabe, but McCabe unable to come down with it in the back of the end zone as Nixon was flushed from the pocket by the pressure up the middle, and the Dort College defense holds. 11 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Dort College forces Morningside to turn it over on downs. Well, looking at the statistics at least, if Morningside has a weakness this year, it may be their place kicker, Ty Litson. He's 3 of 7 on field goals. He's not attempted a lot of field goals, obviously. He does have a long of 51, though. 15 seconds left on the play clock. Dort College needs to hustle and get Leonard Manuel onto the field. Manuel will line up at the fullback position. 7 seconds left on the play clock. Luzinger is under center. Francis turns, hands, gives to the big fella, Manuel. Manuel up the middle, and Leonard Manuel picks up 4 yards on the carry. So Dort College takes over, first down and a 10 at their own 18-yard line. And the Dort College defenders, nothing fancy that time, straight ahead for Leonard Manuel, the junior from Kansas City, and he picks up 4 yards on the play. Second down and 6 on the way, 20 seconds on the play clock. Pretty small crowd across the way in the Dort College stands. Looks like a couple of dozen. Luzinger is under center. Four-man front defensively for Morningside. Luzinger pitches over to Francis. Francis turns the corner, 25-30, and he's forced out of bounds after picking up a first down on the play. A gain of 9 on the play for Aaron Francis. And they'll stop the clock momentarily as they move the chains. First down and 10 for the defenders, their second first down of the afternoon. 0-0 our score. Football on the left hash mark, the near hash mark. From my vantage point, we are seated, or I am seated, atop the north grandstand here at Elwood Olsen Stadium. 0-0 our score. Under center is Luzinger. Luzinger hands it off to Manuel. Manuel, straight ahead carry, picks up 2 on the play, maybe 3. Don't give him a very generous spot. He's out to the 35-yard line. It'll be second down and 8. Second down and 8, 9:40 remaining, first quarter of play, just underway from Sioux City. Dort College defense holds Morningside on their first possession of the afternoon. Morningside elected to go for it on fourth down and 12, shunning the field goal attempt. And now the Dort College defenders up to the line of scrimmage. Luzinger is under center. He's got time. 3 down linemen for the Mustangs. 4 linebackers, and they bring a cornerback up to the line of scrimmage as well. They pitch it over to Francis. Francis runs out of room. He's thrown for a 4-yard loss. He's downed at the 31-yard line. Tackle made by the Mustangs. Sean Elliott. Elliott adds to his 23 solo tackle total for the season, making that stop on the near side. Elliott lining up as a cornerback. On the near side for the Dort College defenders, Daryl Van Grau is the wideout to the left. Greece is to the right. Dort College facing third down and 12, trying to extend this drive. Manuel is the fullback. Pickney is lined up in the wing to the left. You've got Fennig to the right. Under center is Luzinger. He's going to run option right. Keeps it himself. Boy, got a little sloppy with that football and then tucked it away at the last instant as the maroon and white collapsed on him. Back at the line of scrimmage, it'll be fourth down and 12. So Dort College forced to punt. Tackle made by a familiar name in Northwest Iowa. That is Dornboss. Brett Dornboss, the defensive tackle, plugging things up the middle. Dort College will punt. Line of scrimmage is at the 31-yard line. Morningside comes with a rush. Getting it away is Dort College's Heath Bonestro. The return out to the 43-yard line, and not much there for the Mustangs and Jared Goforth. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Mustangs at their own 43-yard line. So the Mustangs have it, first down and 10. 7:47 left to play in the first quarter. 0-0, our score. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. And by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Nixon in the pistol, has the running back behind him. Nixon turns, hands it off, and a little bit of room for the Mustangs to run, and submarined at the midfield stripe, Josh Nolmeyer coming up to make the tackle as John Halverson is tripped up after a 9-yard gain on the play. Into Dort College territory, they're going to mark him out of bounds, or mark him down at the 48-yard line. Nolmeyer, the cornerback, coming up to make the tackle. Morningside loads things up to the right. Nixon turns, hands, gives to Halverson. Halverson not much there that time, and he's snowed under by a couple of Dort College players. Sam Ashmore on the stop, along with John Gardner. It's third down and one for the Mustangs in Dort College territory. Little or no gain on that play. Third down and short. So Morningside has gone to the air once, or pardon me, twice this afternoon. We'll see what they do here on third down and one. Halverson is behind the quarterback, Nixon. They give it to Halverson, and Halverson picks up the first down. He picks up three. He needed one before he's met on the play by Seth Vandevort. Vandevort on the tackle initially, then helped out by two of his friends, making the stop for Dort College. Benoit Harris helping out on that play. And the Mustangs have it first down and 10 at the Dort College 45-yard line. Nixon in the shotgun. Send a man in motion from left to right. They hand it off straight up the middle. And hard running that time by the Mustangs and Colby Henderson. And that's going to be Jamin Hampton instead. Jamin Hampton, there are two number threes on the Morningside roster. So Hampton with the carry. And now Hampton will line up to the right. You've got twins to the right. You've got a slot receiver to the left. They'll send Hampton in motion right to left. They hand it off to Hampton on the end around. Hampton trying to get some room to run. Ray Cleveland comes up to make the tackle. Short of the first down by a yard on the carry. And that will bring up third down and a yard. Third down and a yard to go for the Mustangs in Dort College territory. And I've got to double-check that number again. That's Jake Allen. Allen on the carry. That's number nine. Tough to make out those numbers at times this afternoon. Under center. They hand it off straight up the middle. And with the carry is the Morningside Mustangs, John Halverson. Halverson with the carry, enough for a first down down to the Dort College 30-yard line. 5:14 left to play in the first quarter. 0-0 our score. Nixon is barking signals as Morningside tries to step up the tempo. Dort College three down linemen. They bring a linebacker from the right. Rolling right is Nixon. Nixon over the top. Pass is dropped in the end zone by Jake Allen. That is the second drop pass in the end zone by the Morningside Mustangs. And that'll bring up second down and 10. So Morningside not helping their cause here early on. Had a dropped pass on fourth down on their first possession. That would have been a sure touchdown. Now Nixon in the shotgun, back to pass. Looks for the screen, pass is completed to Halverson, and Halverson is going to be thrown for a 3 or 4 yard loss. as there was nothing there. Seth Vandevort saw it coming, and Vandevort was right there to make the tackle. It's third down and 14. Well, the Mustangs have shown they will go for it on fourth down in Dort College territory already this afternoon, so you can bet they are in four-down territory here. 4:30 left to play in the first quarter. 0-0 our score. Morningside with a football in Dort College territory at the 33-yard line. They need to make it to the 20 for a first down. Nixon back to pass. He's going to throw over the middle. Pass is batted. Incomplete. Cleveland very nearly comes up with it off the deflection. Cameron Petrie. Chris McDaniel on the coverage over the middle. And asking for the penalty call is Joel McCabe. He came out with his arms outstretched asking for the pass interference call, and there was none forthcoming. And now the Mustangs at the Dort College 34-yard line will punt. So they are not in four-down territory. They will force Dort College back. Cleveland is back at his own 10-yard line. Let's see if Morningside might pull the fake here. Three protectors for their punter. It's Jordan Sitzman. Sitzman angles it towards the sideline. It'll take a bounce, and the Morningside Mustangs in the end zone on the touchback, unable to establish himself back in play, was Ben Rickard. And the Dort College defenders will take over, first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. So again, the Dort College defense holds with 4:10 remaining in the first quarter. We are scoreless, Dort College and Morningside 0-0. Van Kempen is the fullback for the defenders as Dort College brings the offensive unit back onto the field. Dort College has gained a first down on each of their two possessions so far this afternoon. They've not been able to sustain a drive beyond that. They've got a fumble and a punt so far this afternoon on their two offensive possessions. The end result, hand off up the middle to Van Kempen. Van Kempen gains two on the play. Second down and 8 yards to go. So Van Kempen straight up the middle following his center, Owen Rinalda. Jordan Huseman is the left guard. Patrick Vischer is to the right of Rinalda. Kyle Skolton lined up at a tackle, and I believe that's Nathan Moorhead on the near side. Dort College checks their wristbands. They've got some time. Rockland Mao lined up to the left. Got Aaron Francis in the wing to the left. They send him in motion. They're going to run option. Pitch over to Pickney and not, beg your pardon, Fennig. And Fennig's going to be thrown for a six-yard loss on the play as he has ridden out of bounds. Tackle for the Morningside Mustangs made by Trevor Strong. That play gets stretched out. And the Dort College defenders now facing third down and 15, a loss of 7 on the play. Third down and 15. Dort College needs to make it to the 30-yard line for a first down. Luzinger gets the play from the sideline. I believe that's Sam Verhulst lining up wide right. Dort College has yet to attempt to pass downfield this afternoon. Luzinger inside pitch to Francis. Francis back to the line of scrimmage, and then he's dropped at the 22-yard line. He got bent over backwards. Francis pops up. That's good to see. So on the shovel pass inside, Dort College gains back 6 yards. They'll mark him down at the 21-yard line. It'll be fourth down and 9 as the defenders will send the punt team onto the field. Back to receive for the Mustangs will be Jared Goforth. He's going to station himself back at the 43-yard line in his own territory. Heath Bonestrow stationed at the 10. Morningside almost blocked the punt on the last punt. Bonus throw, a high swabbler. Fair catch called for by Goforth, and Goforth makes the play at the 45-yard line. He calls for the fair catch. Jordan Birdsong was right there in case he dropped it. Morningside will take over first down and 10 at their own 46-yard line. 2:09 remaining, first quarter. 0-0 our score, Dort College and Morningside. So the Mustangs send the troops back onto the field. Joel Nixon is in the shotgun. He's got two receivers set to the left. He sends a man in motion from right to left. That's Joel McCabe. Swing pass over to McCabe. McCabe at the numbers. He angles to the sideline and falls forward, and he's dropped by Ray Cleveland at the 45-yard line. A gain of 9 on the play. Well, now they're going to give him a generous spot. Looks like they're going to give him first down, so a gain of 10 on the play. For the first time this afternoon, Dort College unable to pick up a first down on their offensive drive. Morningside with the football now in Dort College territory at the 44-yard line. McCabe now over on the left, lining up as a wing. They fake the swing pass. Keeping it himself is Nixon. Nixon, the ball carrier. Nixon's going to gain at least 9 on the play, and a flag comes out late, and we might have a late hit on the Dort College defenders. Football at the 35-yard line. Nixon on the keeper. So Tris Geras, the white hat, the referee. They're going to signal a personal foul on the Dort College defenders, in all likelihood a late hit. Looks like the field mic not working this afternoon here at Elwood Olsen Stadium, so we will do our best to interpret the signs from the official. 1:42 remaining in the first quarter, 0-0 our score. Nixon is the quarterback. He empties the backfield. Trips right, one left. You've got a tight end set to the left as well. He's in on protection, and we've got a false start on the Mustangs. This will bring it back to the 25-yard line. So the procedure penalty gives the Dort College defenders the football back, or I'm sorry, pushes Morningside back to the 25-yard line after the 15-yard penalty against the defenders. It'll be first and 15, 1:25 left to play in the first quarter. Morningside with the football. Kyle Shuck to the left, three receivers to the right. Nixon is the quarterback. He's got a running back. We've got movement on the line again. This will be a free play for the Mustangs. They throw it up towards the end zone, and that falls incomplete. Looks to me like Morningside will get those 5 yards back that they just gave away with the penalty. Dort College, the far defensive end, I believe that's John Gardner, it's called for offsides. So offsides, the call against the defenders, and that was in effect a free play for the Mustangs. Now they'll take the penalty. They'll accept the penalty, and Morningside will have it. First down and 10, back at the 20 as the two teams exchange 5-yard penalties. 1:08 left to play in the first quarter. 0-0 our score, Dort College and Morningside. Well, if Dort College can make it to the quarter break 0-0, that in itself would be a small victory. Nixon will keep it himself. They isolate him to the left side. He shifts around, and he's going to be tripped up at the 5-yard line, and a flag on the play, and I believe we've got a hold. The flag thrown at about the 12-yard line. So for the time being, the football at the 4-yard line on the keeper by Nixon. That was Anthony Hallam who came up to help make the stop for the defenders. But the call goes against the Morningside Mustangs. And this will be a 10-yard step off from the spot of the foul. That'll push it back to the 22-yard line. And we're still on first down. First down and 12. First down and 12, under a minute left to play in this quarter. 0-0 our score. Dort College and Morningside in Sioux City. Glad to have you along with me on a Saturday afternoon. This is what you think of when you think of fall afternoons in football on Saturdays in Northwest Iowa. Sunshine coming down. You sit in the sun. It feels warm. Nixon turns, hands, gives to Halverson. Halverson, nothing there. And that time, the Dort College defense, Seth Vandevort, middle linebacker, coming up to make the stop. No gain on the play for Halverson. And that'll bring up second down and 12. Morningside decision to make here. Do you hustle a play in with 20 seconds left? They don't have to run a play here as the first quarter winds down. It'll be second down and 12. Nixon checks his wristband. 12 seconds left, 10. Morningside with a football. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Nixon in the gun. He hands it off. No, fakes it to Halverson. Halverson, pass over the middle by Nixon, completed. That's a first down to the 6-yard line, and that's going to bring the first quarter to an end. Morningside will have it. First down and goal to go at the Dort College 6-yard line when we resume play after the quarter break. After one quarter here in Sioux City, it's Morningside 0, Dort College 0. Back with more after this. Morningside's had the football in Dort College territory throughout the first quarter. Now we get to the second quarter. They still have it in Dort College territory. Hand off to Halverson. Halverson, nothing there. He stopped after a short gain on the play to the 5-yard line. And that will bring up second down and goal to go at the 5. So Vandevort in on the tackle again for the Dort College defenders. Seth Vandevort roaming the middle, and he's had a pretty good afternoon thus far. Nixon is the quarterback. They empty the backfield. Shotgun formation. They put Helverson. They stack him to the left. Now they send him in motion. Fake the handoff on the end around. Nixon throws into the end zone, and it's completed. Touchdown. Touchdown completion to Kyle Shuck. Shuck with his eighth touchdown of the season. And he was able to stake out and basically hold off the Dort College defensive player and get in for the station himself in the end zone. And this time Morningside hangs on to it. A five-yard touchdown pass from Nixon to Shuck. And the Dort College defenders trail 6-0, pending the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. And the Mustangs lead it 7-0 with 14:28 left to play in the first half. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with a kickoff right after this.
College is a time to proactively use the talents and gifts God has given you. Do you have more than one? At Dort College, we offer students a wealth of opportunities to participate in many activities. Choose from athletics, music, theater, art, or other extracurricular activities, both inside and outside the classrooms. For more information, check out Dort College on Facebook or Twitter, or visit our website at dort.edu.
Through the first quarter of play, Morningside outgained Dort College in terms of first downs, 5-2. Yardage was 65-13. Time of possession, Morningside 7:41. Dort College 7:19. Morningside, though, completing a 54-yard touchdown drive with a Nixon to Shuck 5-yard touchdown pass. And the Dort College defenders will get the football back. Running it out is Cleveland from his own 10 to the 20, to the 25, and he runs over one Morningside player out to the 30-yard line. Making the stop for the Mustangs will be Joe Autry. So Autry on the stop. Dort College with their best field possession of the football game thus far, with 14:23 left to go in the first half. Dort College trails it 7-0. 7-0 our score. Dort College with it at their own 30-yard line. Drees is to the right. Under center is Caleb Luzinger. Fullback is Leonard Manuel. Dort College sends man in motion. They hand it off to Manuel. Manuel, the ball carrier, and we've got a flag on the play thrown at the 32-yard line. We'll see what that indication is. The line judge comes over and says that's going to be an offside, or that's offsides against the Mustangs. So the Mustangs evidently either jumping off or lining up in the neutral zone. 5-yard penalty, and Dort College will have it first down and 5 as they accept the penalty rather than Manuel's 2-yard pickup. It's first down and 5 for the Dort College defenders at their own 35-yard line now. Grease is to the right. You've got Fennig to the right as well. They send Pickney in motion. Swing it left side. Completed. That's completed over to the left wideout for the defenders, Darryl Van Grau. Van Grau just stepped off the line of scrimmage, came 1 yard back. Luzinger delivers it to him. A 4-yard pickup on the play. It's second down and 1. Dort College at their own 39-yard line. 13:40 left to play, first quarter. Nothing but sunshine this afternoon in Sioux City. Things have cleared off. Earlier when I came in to set up, it was overcast, but sunshine now. Luzinger under center. They send Fennig in motion. They hand it off. Well, beg your pardon, Luzinger keeps it himself. Faked the handoff to Manuel. Was able to fake me out. He picks up 5 yards on the carry, and Dort College has it first down and 10 at their own 44-yard line. So Dort College executing their game plan thus far, getting just enough time off of the clock, keeping their defense on the sideline as much as possible, keep the ball out of the hands of the Morningside Mustangs, and they've been helped out by some Morningside miscues early on. Dort College trails 7-0. Let's see if they can grind this one out just a little bit more. This is the third possession where Dort College has gained at least one first down. Hand off to Manuel, and Manuel, the big fella, out 3 yards on the pickup. Nothing risky for the defenders. 3-yard gain brings up second down and 7 out to their own 48-yard line, and Dort College threatening to get into Morningside territory for the first time this afternoon. Second down and 7 on the way. Luzinger will step out from behind center, look to the sideline. He comes actually all the way to the hash mark to get it from the sideline. Luzinger, under center, Fennig to the right, Pickney to the left. Those are the wings in the flex bone. Leonard Manuel is the fullback. He's stationed 4 yards deep in the backfield. Luzinger is going to run option. He's going to keep it himself, and he's going to fight his way back to the 45-yard line. He was going to be thrown for about a 5-yard loss on the play. He gets 2 yards back, ends up losing just a couple of yards by the time they spot him down at the 45, and it's third down and 9 now. Blowing that play up was Joe Autry, Autry number 99, straight out of the middle, coming up to make that stop. Morningside's got some space eaters up front, Andrew Brooks, Brett Dornboss, 95 and 96. Dornboss, a 6'2", 255-pounder from Boyden-Hull. Inside pitch goes to Fennig. Fennig into Morningside territory, and he's dropped, though, short of the first down. It's going to be short by a couple of yards on that shovel pass. And it'll be fourth down and 2, Dort College at the 48-yard line. So Dort College falls short of another first down. They get into Morningside territory here, though, with 11:17 left to play in the first half. Heath Bonestrom, stationed at his own 38-yard line. He will kick to an awaiting Jared Goforth. This is a wobbler. It'll be fielded at about the 15-yard line. Goforth at the 20. Has a seam up the middle to the 25 and brought down at the 27-yard line. Dort College defenders, first man on the coverage was Rick Van Grau. Van Grau from Meridian, Idaho, makes the tackle at the 27-yard line. And the Mustangs will have it first down and 10 at their own 27 with 10:56 left to play in this first half. Morningside 7, Dort College 0. Morningside on the board by virtue of a 5-yard touchdown pass from Nixon to Shock. And the Mustangs have it at their own 27-yard line. Nixon will send a man in motion from right to left. That's McCabe. He turns, hands, gives to Halverson. Halverson, the ball carrier, and Halverson is going to carry off the left side for about a 4-yard pickup on the play. The usual suspects in on the stop for the defenders. Mike Applegate there. Also flowing to the play was Seth Vandevort. Ray Cleveland, the safety, coming up on run support for the defenders. 10:35 and counting, first half. Morningside with a football facing second down and 6. McCabe in motion, left to right. Got a slot receiver to the left on the near side. They hand it off. It's a reverse. And can you whip the football? A seam on the right up the middle. It ends up right up the middle of the field to the right as the football was on the left hash mark. Into near Dort College territory. Stopped at the 46-yard line. That was Jake Allen. Allen on the double reverse. Picks up a first down for the Mustangs. And the Mustangs now trying to step up the tempo again. Jake Allen will line up to the left. Nixon in the shotgun. He's got Halverson in the backfield with him. They run up. Well, they give it to the fullback dive and a 10-yard pickup on the play. New player in for Morningside. That is number 30, the running back. The musical chairs at running back so far, Jared Masterson on the carry. That's number 30. Mark him down on my depth chart now. Hadn't planned on seeing him. These depth charts, not terribly accurate when you get to this point of the season. Morningside has it first down and 10 at the 41-yard line of the Dort College defenders. Sam Ashmore comes on a blitz. He gets blocked. Back to pass is Nixon. Nixon's going to throw it up over the top, and the pass is tipped and incomplete. Breaking up that pass was John Leachins. So good to see Johnny back on the field, the senior from Murdoch, Nebraska. Leachins reaches up, gets his hand in there, and bats it away on the hand fight for the football with Kyle Shock. And that will bring up second down and 10, but we've got a penalty on the Dort College defenders. 15-yard penalty down to the 26-yard line. I believe that was a late hit called on the defenders. A costly penalty. Dort College had defended the pass down the field pretty well. But evidently somebody got into Joel Nixon late. Morningside has the football at the Dort College 26 now. The defense needs to make a play. Back to pass is Nixon. Nixon under pressure. He's going to throw it towards the end zone, and the ball is battered away. Intended for Shuck, broken up on the play by Josh Nolmeyer. Nolmeyer, the senior from Savage, Montana, bats it away at the last instant. Nolmeyer, he was busy just eyeballing Shuck. He never saw the football until Shuck went up for it, and then he was able to stick his hands in and bat it away. Second down and 10. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Morningside with the football, indoor college territory at the 26-yard line. Nixon in the gun. He's got Masterson in the backfield with him. They hand it off to Masterson. Masterson straight up the middle to the 21-yard line before he's brought down. Sam Ashmore on the tackle. And that'll bring up third down and 5. Third down and 5. Morningside needs to get to the Dort College 16 for a first down. They lead it 7-0. 9 minutes and counting. First half of play. Morningside's played it pretty close to the vest thus far. Nothing fancy on offense. Masterson in the pistol behind Nixon. Dort College showing blitz up the middle. That's Vandevoort trying to time it out. Got a flag on the play. Free play coming here for the Mustangs. And the ball is battered away. Intercepted, but this one's going to be coming back. Thrown in the end zone. Well, they're going to rule it incomplete as the ball got away from John Leachins. Looked like he was going to pick it up off the deflection. And Seth Vandevoort that time a little over-eager at the line of scrimmage. And he broke the plane as the ball was snapped. And that's going to be enough for a first down from my vantage point. We'll wait and see from the officials what the official call is. I'm just guessing my conjecture at this point. And it's going to be an offsides penalty against the Dort College defenders. Again, the field mic not working here at Olsen Stadium. Morningside will have it first down and 10 at the Dort College 16-yard line. Dort College not helping their cause on this Morningside drive. 7-0, Morningside in front. Halverson back on the field and the pistol behind Nixon. Dort College showing pressure up the middle. They're going to hand it off to Halverson. Halverson bounces to the outside. Stiff arms a Dort College player, and he's ridden down at the 10-yard line. Dort College comes away with it. There's a fumble, and coming up with it is Josh Nolmeyer. Nolmeyer, Johnny on the spot, gets the fumble recovery, and there's the Dort College defensive play we were hoping for. And the Dort College defenders will send the offensive unit onto the field. Poor field position, but they hold the Mustangs out again inside the red zone. That's the second time this afternoon we've seen that. And the Morningside Mustangs fumble it away. Dort College recovers it. Change of possession. Here come the defenders. Caleb Luzinger out on the field, running quarterback for the defenders. Then Kempen is the fullback. Luzinger runs option, keeps it himself, had a lane momentarily, and that was sealed off almost immediately, but he picked up 3 yards on the play, out to the 15-yard line. Dort College trying to play keep away to a certain extent this afternoon. The game plan, as Coach Greg Youngblood outlined it, was keep the offense on the field as long as possible, grind it out, see if you can take some time off of the clock, and keep the offense on the sideline for Morningside. Luzinger gets the play in from the sideline. 12 seconds on the play clock. 7:47 left on the game clock here in the first half. Morningside leads at 7-0. Handoff up the middle. That's Van Kempen. Van Kempen, a 3-yard pickup up the middle. That's going to bring up third down and 3. So a 4-yard gain and a 3-yard gain. Dort College with it at their own 29-yard line. Well, 28-yard line. They need to make it to the 21. Let's try that again. At their own 18-yard line, need to make it to the 21 for a first down. 7:15 and counting, first half. Luzinger, Tennessee native, under center, awaiting the snap from Owen Rinalda. He's a senior from Seven Valleys, Pennsylvania. Under center, Luzinger. Luzinger wants to run option. Inside pitch, and the ball's down on the ground. I believe they're going to call that an incomplete pass. It was a forward pitch from behind the line of scrimmage. That shovel pass is an incomplete pass intended for Trey Pickney, and Dort College is forced to punt. So fourth down, clock stops on the incomplete pass, and Heath Bonestro out to punt once again. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Jared Goforth, number 22, back at midfield. Ball rolls back to Bonestro. He gets it away. Cool under pressure. Goforth takes it at his own 44-yard line. Goforth towards the sideline, and he is snowed under by three Dort College players. Making the stop is Jay Pelham. Pelham, number eight on the coverage. Morningside has it, though, in Dort College territory at the 45-yard line. So Morningside at the Dort College 45. Good field position for the Mustangs with 6:47 left to play in the first half. 7-0, Morningside. Morningside has it. And Nixon is in the pistol. Jared Masterson behind him. So Masterson 7 yards deep. They hand it off to Masterson. Masterson to the 45-yard line and brought down at the 43-yard line. It's second down and eight. Second and eight, 6:35 left to play in the first half. So Nixon comes over towards the sideline, gets the play in. Masterson is behind him. They've got one player set to the right. In the slot is McCabe. They hand it off to Masterson. Masterson, the ball carrier, to the 40-yard line. Gain of three on the play. It's third down and five. Third down and five for the Mustangs at the Dort College 40-yard line. 6 minutes left to play in the first half. So Morningside in the pistol. They've got trips set to the right. Movement along the line. This is going to be a free play for the Mustangs. They throw it over the middle. Pass incomplete, intended for McCabe. And McCabe thinks every play is a pass interference. He comes up with the arms outstretched once again. Every play that is thrown to him incomplete, that's what he comes up with. It's going to be a penalty against the Dort College defenders offside as Morningside was able to draw Dort College off. And that might be enough for a first down, depending on the spot of the football. Looks like it might just be shy. Do they move the chains? They do not. Morningside needs to get to the 35, and the ball resting just shy of the 35 by inches. Third down and less than a yard. They hand it off to Masterson. Masterson bounces to the outside. He breaks one arm tackle, breaks another one, and then Ray Cleveland comes up to finish him off, but not before he gains 11 yards on the play down to the Dort College 24-yard line. 5:40 remaining. First half, Morningside in Dort College territory at the 24-yard line. A fast-moving first half of action. This football game well under an hour old, and we're looking up at the clock, and it's near the end of the first half. 5:31 and counting. Nixon checks his wristband. He's got a player to the left that's shucked. To the right is Travis Hentelman. Hand off to Masterson. Masterson gashes out another 9 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and one. Second down and one. So second and one for the Mustangs. They speed the tempo up. They snap it quickly. They get it to Masterson, and he is blasted. Seth Vandevort comes up and lays the wood to Masterson. Masterson throwing for a 4-yard loss on the play. As Vandevort launches himself into Masterson and gets him right around the numbers, Masterson picks himself back up, and it's third down. Third down and four, Seth Vandevort shoots the gap. Mustangs with a football in the pistol. They've got Masterson stationed at the 25. Line of scrimmage is the 18. Now he comes up just to the left of Nixon. Nixon's going to keep it himself on the scramble. Nixon flushed towards the sideline and forced out of bounds short of the first down by a couple of yards. Cam Petrie and Anthony Hallam coming over to make sure Nixon doesn't pick up the first down. He's short of the first down by 3 yards. Stops the clock in the process. 4:19 remaining in this first half. Morningside 7, Dort College 0. Morningside threatening again, though, in Dort College territory. They bring Halverson on from the sideline. Nixon in the shotgun. Back to pass is Nixon. Nixon's going to roll right under pressure. Gardner very nearly comes up with a sack, but the pass is completed to Kyle Shuck. He makes the catch around his ankles and runs in from the 10-yard line on the short completion. Nixon did not deliver a good ball, but Shuck was there and makes the grab. And the Dort College defenders trail 13-0, pending the point after on the completion from Nixon to Shuck. So Shuck has his second touchdown grab of the day. And the Mustangs lead it 14-0 as the point after splits the uprights. Morningside 14, Dort College 0, 4:12 remaining. First half of play, back with more after this. 4:12 left to go in the first half. Morningside has just tacked on their second touchdown of the afternoon, and the Dort College defenders will get the football back on the kickoff. Kicking off for the Mustangs will be Ty Litson. Dort College will send Francis and Pickney back to the 5-yard line. High end-over-end kick taken by Pickney at the 2. He's to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, and Pickney is brought down at the 17-yard line for the Morningside Mustangs. That was Andrew Brooks on the special teams coverage. And the defenders will take over first down and 10 at their own 18. So Morningside with a pair of second quarter touchdowns after we were scoreless at the end of the first quarter. Morningside got their first score quickly in the second quarter. And now the defenders trail it 14-0. Lusinger is up to the line of scrimmage. The fullback is Manuel. Reverse to Pickney, and Pickney, short gain on the play, maybe a 1-yard pickup before he's brought down. Tackle made by the Mustangs and Chris Cavillo. Well, no, that's number 41, Aaron Roberg. Roberg on the tackle rather than Cavillo. 3:47 left to play. First half of action, Morningside 14, Dort College 0. It's second down and 9 for the defenders at their own 19-yard line. Lusinger under center. Lusinger hands it off up the middle to Manuel. Manuel straight ahead, gains 6 on the play before he's downed at the 25-yard line. First man to arrive there for the Mustangs was Trevor Strong. Strong makes the tackle. It's third down and 3. Dort College needs to convert this third down and 3 play. Keep the football away for the Mustangs for a little longer here at the end of the first half. Get into the locker room down 14-0 at the worst. That would be an accomplishment for the defenders. They milk the clock, looking to the sideline. Is Lusinger. 8 seconds left. Let's see if Dort College can get this playoff. 4 seconds left now. They swing it out to Van Grau. Van Grau, the ball carrier, and Van Grau gains the first down. Dort College is, well, that's Sam Verhulst, rather, 82 rather than 86. Sam Verhulst out to the 32-yard line. Enough for a first down, and the Dort College defenders have it first down and 10 at the 32. So Verhulst is on the near side. Got Rockland Mao on the far side. And Dort College extends the drive. Morningside does have timeouts remaining. 2:15 left to play in the first half. Hand off to Leonard Manuel, and Manuel up the middle carry for 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7. Second and 7 for the defenders at their own 35-yard line. 14-0 Morningside by virtue of a pair of second quarter touchdowns. They lead it by a pair. Dort College looking to the sideline is Lusinger. You've got Leonard Manuel in the backfield. Fennig is the wing to the right. He's stationed just off the right shoulder of Kyle Skolten, who's the right tackle. Lusinger under center. Turns, hands, gives to Leonard. Leonard to the 46-yard line. He stumbles and falls at the 46. Otherwise, he picks up another 10 yards, and he's into the Morningside secondary. Instead, it's going to be third down and 1. 1:23 remaining in the first half. Third down and 1, Morningside on defense. Dort College getting some yardage here, and they could pick up a second first down on this drive. They're at their own 41-yard line. Lusinger is under center. Caleb, barking signals, turns, hands, gives to Leonard, and Leonard picks up a first down. Clock will stop momentarily as the chains are moved. Dort College at their own 44-yard line. Dort College riding their fullback pretty hard right here. Francis is out. Fennig is in. Dort College trailing 14-0 at nearing halftime. Dort College can wind the clock down 47 seconds, and you you're in a position here, maybe you run one more play up the middle and then take a shot down the field. Luzinger under center. He's going to run option, keeps it himself, and he gains 5 yards on the play. Well, if nothing else, Dort College gaining some confidence on this drive. They've got the football near midfield. Second down and four with the football at the midfield stripe. There's a timeout on the field. Charge to Dort College. 23 seconds remaining. If you're Dort College now, do you take a shot down the field? Facing second down and four. They'll call a timeout and talk it over. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Dort College calls that timeout, trailing 14-0 with the football resting just shy of the midfield stripe. It's second down and four. Luzinger is under center. Van Kampen is the fullback. They fake the handoff to Van Kampen. They take a shot down the field to Pickney, and it's picked off. Taken by Morningside at the 25-yard line, so Dort College takes that shot down the field. Let's hope that Dort College doesn't live to regret that here in the next 17.8 seconds. So Dort College gambles. They throw it down the field. They go away from their game plan on that drive to end that drive. They've been going with a steady diet of safe plays with the run up the middle. And the Morningside Mustangs come away with the interception. They'll have the football at their own 25-yard line. Pickney was shadowed on the play all the way down the field. So now Dort College will send the defense out onto the field and try to hold it at 14-0. Morningside with 75 yards to go and 17.8 seconds remaining. Let's see if they chuck it down the field. They empty out the backfield, trips to the right, two players to the left, and the clock, play clock shows zero. Did Morningside get a timeout called? It appears they did. Timeout on the field, charge to Morningside. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hall, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. Well, the Morningside offensive coordinator is Brad Pohl. Pohl, a familiar name if you follow Great Plains Athletic Conference football, in that he was the head coach at Dakota Wesleyan for several seasons before resigning from the post last year. And he caught on here at Morningside as the offensive coordinator, making his way over from Mitchell. Nixon, again, open backfield. He drops back to pass. He's going to roll right, has some pressure, flush from the pocket, Gardner. And the pass is completed down the field, an 11-yard gain on the play. McDaniel forces the receiver out of bounds. That pass completed to Joel McCabe with 11.4 seconds remaining. Morningside now just trying to move the football down the field enough to take a shot into the end zone. Morningside has two timeouts remaining. 11.4 seconds left. Again, open backfield, shotgun formation. Nixon flush from the pocket, giving chase is Vinoy Harris. And forced out of bounds is Nixon after a short gain on the play. He's out of bounds after a one-yard pickup to the 37-yard line. 6.4 seconds remaining. And the Dort College safety, Ray Cleveland, playing about 50 yards off of the line of scrimmage. Now he'll come creeping up towards the 35 of the Dort College defenders. Morningside with it at their own 37. 6.4 seconds remaining. McCabe will line up in the slot to the right. Nixon will check the play clock. It's not moving. Now it is. Back to pass. is Nixon. Nixon looking to throw over the middle. Pass is incomplete, in and out of the hands of Jamin Hampton. And with 1.1 seconds remaining, Morningside can take one more shot down the field. 1.1 to go till the end of the first half. Morningside facing third down and nine. More importantly, Morningside at their own 37-yard line, leading 14 to nothing. Coming up at halftime, we'll check Great Plains Athletic Conference scores from across the conference. Also, we'll try to get you up to date on the numbers at halftime of this contest. Man in motion from left to right, that's Shuck. He'll run down the field. Time to throw for Nixon. Nixon flush from the pocket, still looking. He's going to scramble. Now he's got to run. He's going to be forced out of bounds just past midfield. He gains about 14 yards on the play, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, Morningside 14, Dort College 0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Welcome back to Olson Stadium. The Dort College Defenders and Morningside Mustangs at halftime. Morningside holds a 14-0 advantage on the Defenders. As we scratch out what else is happening in the conference this afternoon. There are five games on the docket. You've got Dort College at Morningside, the game you're listening to right now, with Morningside leading at 14-0. Nebraska Wesleyan is at Briar Cliff. Last check on that one. Briar Cliff led Nebraska Wesleyan 7-6, and that was in the second quarter. Midland is at Concordia. I don't see an update on that one. Also this afternoon, Hastings is at Doan. And no report on that score as of yet. And Northwestern and Dakota Wesleyan, they get the late game tonight, kicking off at 7 o'clock this evening at Joe Quintal Stadium in Mitchell, South Dakota. That'll be a chilly one by the time all is said and done. They kick off this evening at 7 o'clock. So no reports on Midland and Concordia and Hastings and Doan. Here at halftime, Morningside leads the Dort College Defenders 14-0. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the first half numbers from this afternoon's football game right after this. Being entertained at halftime by the Morningside Marching Band. Looks like a crew of about, I'm going to guess, 36 individuals providing the halftime entertainment. Here at halftime, Dort College trails Morningside 14-0. Morningside has outgained Dort College in terms of first downs, 13-5. Rushing yards, Morningside 122, Dort College 45. Passing yards, Morningside 60, Dort College 24. Total offense, Dort College 28 plays from scrimmage for 69 yards. Morningside 37 plays from scrimmage for 182 yards. Punts, Dort College has punted four times for 34.5 yards per punt average. Morningside has been forced to punt once for 33 yards. Dort College possession time in the first half, 16-24. That was one of the keys for Coach Greg Youngblood and his coaching staff in trying to keep this thing close. Morningside, 13-36 in terms of possession time. Dort College, 3 of 7 on third down conversions. Morningside, 4 of 7. Morningside, 1 for 2 on fourth down tries. Morningside has had it in the Dort College red zone four times and have converted for a score twice. Individually for the Defenders, Leonard Manuel, 7 carries for 27 yards. Trey Pickney, 2 carries for 13 yards. Caleb Luzinger, 5 carries for 11 yards. Josh Van Kampen, 3 carries for 7 yards. Caleb Luzinger, 5 of 7 through the air for 24 yards and an interception. That was when Dort College took one of their rare shots down the field. Morningside came away with the interception. Daniel Fennig, 2 catches for 7 yards. Sam Verhulst, Aaron Francis, and Darryl Van Grau each with a catch. Verhulst for 7 yards, Francis for 6, Van Grau for 4. For Morningside, Jared Masterson, 8 carries, 41 yards. John Helverson, 9 carries, 30 yards. Joel Nixon, 5 carries, 28 yards. Jake Allen, 1 carry for 14 yards. Nixon, 7 of 12 through the air. His receiving core has not helped him, though, with at least 2 drops and possibly more. Got 60 yards of completions. with two touchdowns. He's been sacked once. Joel McCabe, three catches for 36 yards. Kyle Shuck, two catches, 23 yards. Colby Henderson, one catch for 4 yards. Seth Vandevort, seven solo, three assisted stops. Vinoy Harris, three solo, three assisted stops for the defenders. Ray Cleveland, five solos. Jonathan Gardner, one solo, three assists for a total of four tackles. And also with an interception earlier this afternoon, Josh Nolmeyer. For Morningside, Chris Cavillo, two solos, seven assists. Aaron Roberg, zero solos, seven assists. Taylor Johnson and Trevor Strong with two solos each. Johnson in on three assisted stops. Strong in on two assisted tackles. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more from Elwood Olsen Stadium, Sioux City, Iowa, right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. A reminder coming up later this afternoon. Dort College Volleyball will be available via a webcast this afternoon, and because of the overlap this afternoon and yours truly being on the road, we will go with a webcast video of the video and audio. John Slagers will be on site at the DeWitt Gymnasium for this afternoon's volleyball match between Dort College and Concordia. That is set to begin at 3 o'clock. Here in football play, we're at halftime, Dort College and Morningside. Dort College trailing Morningside 14-0. Dort College has played well enough defensively to hold Morningside out twice when the Mustangs had it inside the Dort College red zone. Dort College has had it in Morningside territory on a few different occasions, but have not been able to get penetrate the Morningside side of the field very deeply, and the Dort College defenders trail 14-0 at halftime. Coming up this week on KDCR, back in Sioux City on Tuesday night, Dort College facing Morningside in Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action. Also that same evening, Dort College men's basketball team traveling to Bellevue, Nebraska to face the Bellevue University Bruins, matchup of teams in the top 20. That game will be available for Dort followers via a webcast from the Bellevue website. That link is available on the Dort College website already, but we'll make sure that that is pretty noticeable for you. On Tuesday evening, that's a 7 o'clock tip-off. First serve for the Dort College volleyball team at Morningside is 7:30. Thursday afternoon, the Dort College men's soccer team will be hosting a Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round contest. That'll be the first time ever Dort College hosting a quarterfinal round contest in men's soccer, at least by my recollection. And that'll be available via a webcast. Sam Ekstrom and Jeremy Ingvers planning that out already. Thursday night, Dort College volleyball at home with Northwestern. That'll be on KDCR 88.5 FM. Friday night, Dort College basketball hosting the Jamestown Jimmies at the DeWitt Gymnasium. And then next Saturday, a busy day once again as the Dort College football team at home with Doan. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. And the Dort College basketball teams at home with Valley City State, 4 and 6 o'clock tip-offs in that. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take one more break, catch my breath, and we'll be back with second half action from Elwood Olsen Stadium right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Morningside will receive the second half kickoff. And the Dort College defenders will send Kevin Giese out to kick off, and he kicks it to the goal line. It's taken out by Colby Henderson. Henderson to the 20, to the 25. He's got a lane to the 40, to the 45, and still on his feet, cuts it back. He might have a seam. He's at the 40, to the 35, and chased down by Aaron Francis. No, out of the grasp of Aaron Francis and taking it all the way back for a 99-yard pickup for a 99-yard kickoff return, the Morningside Mustangs. Well, some extracurricular activity in front of the Morningside bench where the Morningside Mustangs had one of the cover men for the Dort College defenders pinned and they wouldn't let him up. Rick Van Grau storms to the Dort College sideline, and just like that, the Morningside Mustangs, a 99-yard kickoff returned, and we've got a flag on the play. A flag thrown near the end of the play. Unsportsmanlike conduct on the Morningside Mustangs, and there you have it. 15-yard penalty against the Mustangs. That'll be assessed on the kickoff. Mustangs now kicking the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. So an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on the Mustangs after they go up 20-0. They'll be kicking off when we return right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. Ty Liston, the kickoff taken by Trey Pickney at the 25-yard line to 30-35 and brought down at the 41-yard line, and that is for North College. Will take over first down and 10 at their own 41-yard line. North College helped out that time by the 15-yard penalty assessed on the kickoff. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So Dort College, Caleb Luzinger, up to the line of scrimmage. He's got Josh McKempin behind him. He turns, hands, gives to Josh. Josh the ball carrier, and Josh is brought down at the 45-yard line. A gain of three on the play. Let's see if Dort College answers the bell here. After the Morningside Mustangs take a 21-0 lead. 21-0, Morningside scoring on the 99-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, and towards the end of the game, at the end of that play, as he was taking the ball into the end zone, the kick returner for the Mustangs, Colby Henderson. There was some extracurricular activity near the Morningside bench, and I don't know if that factored into the penalty, the unsportsmanlike conduct. Luzinger pitches over to Pickney. Pickney to the 45, slips and falls as he tries to make the cut right in front of the Morningside bench. He's downed at the 48-yard line. And that'll bring up third down and four. Third down and four. There are situations where it is best if I bite my tongue until it bleeds, and this is one of those where that extracurricular activity in front of the Morningside bench can leave a bad taste in your mouth if you're a fan of one of the teams. So the Mustangs with a 21-0 lead, three-man front, Caleb Luzinger is under center. Luzinger hands it off, and a straight-ahead carry for Van Camp, and gains maybe one on the play. It's going to be fourth down and three. Fourth down and three. Dort College, it appears, will be forced to punt near midfield, trailing by three scores, unless you decide to roll the dice here. Dort College will elect to punt, and that'll be Heath Bonestro coming on to punt. He's punted for over a 30 yards per punt average so far. And we've got a flag on the play, whistled dead, and did the play clock run out? It may have. The official will come over to the sideline, and a false start on the Dort College defenders. That'll give Dort College a 5-yard penalty back to their own 44-yard line now. And it's fourth down and eight. Fourth down and eight. Van Kempen will be the protector. Heath Bonestro stationed at his own 30-yard line. Snap is back to Bonestro. Here comes the rush, and we've got a flag on the play that's going to be roughing the punter, and Dort College will get the football. And I believe it'll be a 15-yard penalty and a first down, an automatic first down on the play. Personal foul against the Mustangs. They bring the rush, and they don't get the block. And for Morningside, coming through with a late hit was Cole Boger. That'll extend the drive for the Dort College defenders. So the personal foul penalty, 15 free yards for the defenders, and an automatic first down, and Dort College has it in Morningside territory. 12:16 left to play, third period. First down and 10 for the Mustangs. Pardon me, for the Defenders in Morningside territory at the 41-yard line. Luzinger is under center. Ball's down on the ground now. The missed time snap, and I think Luzinger got on top of it. Morningside, of course, says they have it. I thought Luzinger fell on top of it. You know, officials separating the players, and they unstack them. And Luzinger did get on top of it. It'll be second down and 10. 12 minutes left to go, third period. Second down and 10. Luzinger will get the play from the sideline at the 41-yard line. Luzinger under center, turns, hands, gives it to Van Kampen. Van Kampen at the 39-yard line, stacked up there. And finally, the whistle comes in, and now they say Dort College lost it. Van Kampen must have fumbled it. Didn't see the ball come out, but coming away with it for Morningside is Chris Cavillo. And it's going to be first down and 10 for the Mustangs at their own 41-yard line, leading 21-0. So Morningside eventually gets the football back on the fumble. 21-0 our score. 11:37 left to play. Third quarter. Morningside scored on their first possession. A kickoff return goes 99 yards for a touchdown. Now they've got the football back. Swing pass left side over to McCabe. McCabe is wrapped up by Nolmeyer at the 45-yard line. Gain of four on the play. It's going to be second down and six. Six-yard pickup on the play. Dort College with the football, on defense. Morningside with it at their own 46-yard line. Dort College three down linemen. Fake the handoff. Nixon's going to roll left. Has McCabe open under the underneath instead. Tries to pass it down the field. And in and out of the hands. Flatly dropped by Austin Klett. That'll bring up third down and six. Third down and 6 yards to go. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 11:10 remaining in the third period. So third down and six. Back to pass is Nixon. Nixon deep drop. Looks, pass over the middle is completed to Shuck to the 40-yard line of the Dort College defenders. And that will be a 19-yard pickup on the play. Morningside has it first down and 10 in Dort College territory at the 39-yard line. 11:03 left to play, third quarter. Morningside will send McCabe and Shuck to the left, along with Jamin Hampton. And now a flag on the play. Flag and the point at the Morningside offensive line. Ball start on the Mustangs. That'll set up first down and 15. So a false start. Mustangs with it at the Dort College 44-yard line. First down and 15 yards to go. Shotgun formation for Nixon. Nixon inside handoff. They fake it. Nixon keeps it himself, and the Dort College defender's there to make sure he's got nowhere to go. Seth Vandevoort in on the tackle. First man there for the defenders. That was Jonathan Gardner. A loss of three on the play. It's second down and 18. Second down and 18 yards to go. Dort College on defense, Morningside at the defender, 48-yard line right now. Tight end set to the left, trips stacked to the right. Back to pass is Nixon. Nixon flushed from the pocket. He's going to keep it himself. He scrambles, gets a block. He's to the 35-30, 25-20. Sidesteps a tackler and is down at the 18-yard line. John Leachens comes up to make the tackle. More than enough, though, for Nixon on the carry. That's a 30-yard pickup on the play from the Dort College 48 down to the 18. And the Mustangs have it first down and 10 at the 18-yard line. Morningside leading 21-0, 9:35 left to play in the third period. Dort College hustles a sub in from the sideline. I believe that's McCoy. Chris McCoy will play nose. They hand it off to Hampton. Hampton, the ball carrier, and Jamin Hampton down inside the 10 at the 9. It's a gain of 9 on the play. Second down and 1 with 9:10 left to play in the third period. Morningside 21, Dort College 0. Well, word filtering back that cross country this afternoon. Results coming in, and pass those along to you if I get a moment. Back to pass, over the middle, and it's into the end zone, and a completion to Shuck. 9-yard pitch and catch from Nixon to Shuck. And the Morningside Mustangs have equaled their offensive output on the scoreboard, going from 14-0 at halftime to up 28-0 now with 8:45 left to go in the third period. And the Mustangs, Ty Litson, on to attempt the point after. Litson will kick it out of the hold of Shuck. And the snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is through. And the Morningside Mustangs own a 28-0 lead with 8:45 left to go in the third period. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. Morningside goes from their own 40-yard line. And a Nixon to Shuck 9-yard completion. Shuck's third touchdown of the afternoon makes it Morningside 28, Dort College 0. End-over-end kick taken by Pickney at the goal line, and Pickney will bring it out. He's to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. He's got some room to run, 25, 30, up the sideline, 35, and he's forced out of bounds. So the Morningside Mustangs forcing Pickney out of bounds at the 35-yard line, so a 35-yard kick return for Trey Pickney. Pickney, the sophomore, averaging 20.1 yards per kick return thus far this season. So Morningside trying to drop the hammer here in the third quarter. They lead it 28-0. Dort College needs a time-consuming drive here. Lusinger hands it off to Manuel. Manuel, no gain on the play. Back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Second down and 10 on the way for the defenders. 28-0, Morningside in front. That was the score last year at halftime before Morningside went on a 42-point spree in the second half. Through 4 years, this is the fifth game between these two teams. Dort College has not scored against the Mustangs. Under center is Lusinger. Three down linemen for the Mustangs. Running option is Lusinger. He wants to get rid of it. Gets it away to Fennig, and Fennig's going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Morningside staying home on the option defense. Sean Elliott on the tackle. Actually throws Fennig for a 1 yard loss. And that will bring up third down and 11 as we approach the midpoint of the third period. So third down and 11, Dort College at their own 34-yard line. Dort College has not strayed far from the game plan this afternoon. And they won't stray very far again. They hand it off up the middle, and that's going to be Leonard Manuel. And Manuel is stopped after a 2 yard pickup on the play. It's going to be fourth down and 9, and Dort College will send the punt team back onto the field. So Morningside will get it back, leading 28-0. Morningside leads it 28-0. Bonus throw on to punt. And back to receive the punt is Jared Goforth. Goforth at his own 30-yard line. Bonus throw will kick from the left hash mark. Bonus throw gets it away. It's up into the wind. And calling for the fair catch is Goforth. It's down on the ground, and it's recovered by Jay Pelham. Jay Pelham with the fumble recovery, and again, extracurricular activity. That time it looked like it was instigated by one of the Morningside players, Bryce Bostwick. Dort College will have it at the Morningside 41-yard line. Sedor College recovers the muffed punt that time by Goforth. Goforth, the muffed punt return, it bounced right off of the numbers. And Jay Pelham on the coverage picks it up. Dort College has it in Morningside territory at the 41-yard line. Keeping it is Luzinger. Luzinger is going to be drugged down from behind. That's a loss on the play for the Morningside Mustangs and Aaron Roberg. Roberg on the tackle. Luzinger chased down from behind. Loss of one. It's second down and 11. 6:10 remaining, third quarter. Morningside 28, Dort College 0. Football now at the Morningside 42-yard line. Van Kempen is the fullback. Fennig is on a wing to the right. Pickney is a wing to the left. Rockland Mao is split off to the left side. Under center, Luzinger. Three down linemen for the Mustangs. Everybody stays home. Luzinger keeps it himself. He's popped at the 40-yard line and dropped at the 42-yard line. Luzinger, tough yardage for the quarterback, picks up 3 yards on the play, and it'll be third down. Third down and 7. Dort College needs to get to the 31 for a first down. The situation earlier in the game, they've been running that little shovel pass. They look to the sideline for the play from Coach Greg Youngblood. And up to the line of scrimmage is Luzinger. Left and right are Pickney and Fennig, respectively. Van Kempen is the fullback. They're going to run option right. Luzinger keeps it himself. He's to the 35-yard line, dropped at the 33-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down, but Dort College in a position here where you got to go for it. It's going to be fourth down and 2. Too far for the field goal attempt. See if they can run one of those quick plays, possibly draw Morningside jumping. Fourth down and 2 at the Morningside 33-yard line, 4:30 and counting, third quarter. Morningside 28, Dort College 0. Under center is Luzinger. So Luzinger up to the line of scrimmage, 5 on the play clock. They hand it off up the middle, and Van Kempen is stuck. Van Kempen met in the hole by Marcus Smith. Smith, one of the defensive tackle for the Mustangs. He throws Van Kempen for a 1-yard loss on the play, and Morningside will get it back on downs with 4:16 remaining in the third period. So Dort College's drive ends at the 34-yard line. And that is where Morningside will take over. Poorest field position of the day for the Mustangs. Let's see if they take a shot down the field immediately. Joel Nixon is in the shotgun. He's got a receiver set to the right. Send a man in motion. They run the end around. And with the football is Morningside's Jake Allen. Allen has dropped after a 5-yard gain on the play. Second down and 5 on the way from their own 39-yard line. So Allen on the end around, he lined up in the slot to the left and went in motion, and they handed it to him. Now they empty the backfield. Three receivers set left, two right. They send a man in motion. Underneath, pass is completed, and Seth Vandevoort saw it coming, and he's there immediately to slow down the receiver. That's number 31 for the Mustangs. Austin Klett, the tight end, stepping back off of the line of scrimmage on the makeshift screen. That's going to bring up third down and 1. Morningside with it, Nixon. Nixon turns, hands, gives, and that's a first down play for Morningside and Jared Masterson. Masterson out beyond the 45-yard line to the 46, so a gain of 2. He needed 1, and the Mustangs move the chains. 3:20 left to play. First down for the Mustangs. They run the pistol, hand off to Masterson. Masterson submarined on the play. Tackle made by Sam Ashmore, the right outside linebacker for the defenders that time. Makes the tackle. No gain. It'll be second down and 10. Well, Ashmore trying to fire up his teammates. Your nose tackle right now for Dort College. That is... Well, I can't make out that number here in the sunshine. I thought it was 45, but that doesn't make sense. Handoff goes left side. Might have a block in the back over on the far sideline. Short gain on the play. They're going to give him a 6-yard pickup into Dort College territory to the 49-yard line. Certainly looked like Sam Ashmore got cracked back on that play and got blocked in the back. No flag, though. And it'll be Morningside football in Dort College territory at the 48-yard line. They're facing third down and four. Almost has to be 49 at the nose for the defenders, Chris McCoy. Those silver numbers so hard to make out on a sunny afternoon. Three receivers stacked to the right, one to the left. Morningside facing third down, keeping it as Nixon. Nixon flush to the outside, and he's going to pick up the first down on the second effort. He is able to shake the tackle attempt. I believe that's John Leachins down there who looked like he had a shot at him at the line of scrimmage. He was able to shake free from Leachins and picks up enough for a first down, forced out of bounds at the 42-yard line. A gain of five on the play with 2:14 left to go in the third period. Morningside. That's Nixon. Nixon sends a man in motion. They fake the end around. Keeping it as Nixon. Pass over the middle to Shuck, and Shuck is tackled from behind by Ray Cleveland. Football comes out. And looks like Morningside got back on top of it inside the 20, down at the 19. And that is a 23-yard gain on the play. Stop the clock as they move the chains. 1:56 left to go in the third period. Morningside 28, Dort College 0. Nixon gets the play in from the sideline. John Helverson is in the backfield with him now. Two receivers set to the right, play action pass. Helverson the fake. Nixon's going to throw it away as he's outside the tackle box. Lost it out of bounds. It'll be incomplete. Second down and 10. The clock stops on the incomplete pass. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by C&H Spider Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly water-worn paint from PPG. Fake the handoff, rolling right as Nixon stops, plants, pass over the middle is incomplete, in and out of the hands, flatly dropped by the Morningside receiver, John Helverson. He was wide open as he crossed over into the end zone, but he drops it, incomplete. It's third down and 10. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We approach the end of the third period. Morningside leads at 28-0. Dort College showing blitz in the middle with their linebackers. We'll see what they do. They bring five. Back to passes Nixon. He's going to roll right. Looking, passes towards Shuck, and it's completed to Shuck. Four touchdowns for Shuck this afternoon. Dort College had the coverage there, and Shuck just simply bullied him for the ball. Nixon to Shuck for another touchdown completion. Shuck with four TDs. So Kyle Shuck with 11 touchdown receptions now makes it a 34-0 lead for the Mustangs. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. And the Mustangs lead it now 35-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Morningside with a 35-0 advantage, 1:23 remaining in the third period. Kickoff taken by the defenders and taking it in the end zone, while Trey Pickney will backpedal and he'll let it drop in the end zone and scoot all the way through, and Dort College will take it on the touchback. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Well, I've received reports that a Northwest Iowa cross-country team has won a championship. That is Unity's girls. They've now won back-to-back state titles. They totaled 97 points this afternoon in winning the state title. So congratulations to Mark Kalk and the Unity Knights on that state title. If we get any further results, we'll pass it along to you. We've got some feelers out there for how Western did, and the football's down on the ground. Leonard Manuel unable to hang on to it. And if this is Morningside football, it's going to set up trouble for the defenders. They're still unstacking the players, and it looks like Morningside has it. Change of possession. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Morningside football after the change of possession. First down and 10 at the 22. Swing pass to the right, and the Morningside Mustangs drug out of bounds. Inside the 5-yard line is the Morningside Mustangs' Jake Allen. Allen downed at the 2 on the 25-yard completion. And the Mustangs now have it first down and goal to go. Trying to make it 28 points here in the third quarter alone after Morningside led 14-0 at halftime. Well, Dort College woke up the Giant at halftime. Or I should say the Giant woke up. Dort College trailing 14-0 at the end of the first half. Morningside came out, and they're threatening to make it 4 touchdowns here in the fourth quarter, and there you go, 4 touchdowns. On the run up the middle by the Mustangs, John Halverson. And the Mustangs lead now 41-0, pending the point after. 46.2 seconds remaining in the third period, and this one can't end fast enough in terms of this quarter. Morningside has had the football for much of the fourth quarter, taking advantage of a couple of Dort College turnovers. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is no good. And our score stands, Morningside 41, Dort College 0. Back of the more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 46.2 seconds remaining in this third period, and a quarter that needs to finish for the Dort College defenders. They trailed 14-0 at the end of the first half, 0-0 at the end of the first quarter. So in the last two quarters, Dort College has been outscored 41-0. On to kickoff for the Mustangs. It's Ty Litson. Litson, end-over-end kick. Taken by Pickney at the 1. Pickney to the 5, to the 10, to the right side, and he is stacked up at the 17-yard line and knocked down. And that's where Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 17-yard line. 39.6 seconds left to play in this quarter. Caleb Luzinger out on the field leads the troops back. Dort College will have Darryl Van Grau off to the left. Aaron Francis is the wing to the left. Daniel Fennig is the right, to the right. Lennard Manuel is the fullback. Under center is Luzinger. Luzinger keeps it himself on the option. And Luzinger is dropped after a 5-yard gain on the play. Second down and 5 on the way. 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter. And that might be the last play of the third period. Clock continuing to wind. 22 seconds remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Dort College will run one more play. They hand it off to Manuel, and Manuel picks up 3 yards on the play. It's going to be third down and 2, and that'll bring the third quarter to a close. Our score, Morningside 41, Dort College 0. Back with more after that. We start the fourth quarter, Morningside 41, Dort College 0. Luzinger under center. They send Fennig in motion. Snap back to Luzinger. Luzinger a free play. They're going to toss it up for Grease, and the pass falls incomplete. Looks like Dort College might get a first down out of the play. And it appears it will go offsides on the Mustangs. As Dort College was able to draw Morningside offsides, they jumped, and that'll give Dort College a first down at their own 32-yard line after the, at the 31-yard line. Morningside explodes for 27 points in the third period. First one came on a Colby Henderson 98-yard kickoff return to start the second half. Luzinger runs option left. Pitches over to Fennig. Fennig has to go up for it, and he's going to be brought down. They're going to mark his forward progress at the, should be about at the 29-yard line. So it should be a loss of 2, and it will be. I believe it's second down and 12 now. It is. Kyle Shuck completed, caught 2 touchdown passes in that outburst by the Mustangs, and John Halverson a 2-yard touchdown run. That makes it 41-0. Yardage totals, Morningside 3, 38-93 for the defenders. Time of possession now stands Dort College 24-02, Morningside 20-12. Back to pass, Luzinger. He's going to air it out over the top, intended for Grease, and incomplete. going to be third down and 12, and the clock stops on the incomplete pass. 14:08 remaining in this ball game. So third down and 12. York College at their own 29. They need to make it to their own 41 for a first down. Luzinger is under center. He's got Manuel behind him. Aaron Francis is to the right. And running option is Luzinger, and Luzinger is going to be thrown for a loss. He can't even get the option pitch off as breaking up that play, shooting up the middle. Nose tackle for the Mustangs. That's Tyler Dittbrenner. Dittbrenner throws him for a loss back to the 24-yard line. So a loss of five on the play, and Bonestro is on to punt for the defenders, and Dort College needs a boomer. Jake Allen was on to return. He'll stake out a spot at his own 40-yard line. Bonestro back at his own 10. Bonestro with the punt, and this is a wobbler towards the sideline. Takes a Dort College bounce. And it'll be downed at the Morningside 46-yard line. First down and 10 for the Mustangs at their own 46. 13:15 remaining. Ball game. Morningside 41. Dort College 0. Today's broadcast of Dort College football made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Morningside, new quarterback in for the Mustangs. Throw towards the sideline is completed. And a gain of six on the play. Ashmore and Nohlmeyer on the tackle. That pass completed from Christian Knorr to Jake Allen. It's going to bring up second down and five. Completion, a five-yard completion on the play. Lining up in the slot now to the left is Allen. Knorr in the pistol, turns, hands, and this time Seth Vandevort is there to make the tackle for a one-yard loss on the play. That's Masterson who's thrown for a one-yard loss, and that'll bring up third down and a long five. 12:26 left to play. Well, they gave him forward progress back to the line of scrimmage. That's a generous spot. Certainly looked like Vandevort met him a yard behind the line of scrimmage. As it is, it's third down and five. Knorr is the quarterback. He's in the shotgun. Has Masterson to his left. He's going to drop back to pass. Under pressure, steps up in the pocket, and the pass is completed for a first down to the 41-yard line. Nohlmeyer on the tackle. Jake Allen makes the grab. And the Mustangs have it at the Dort College 42-yard line. 12:01 left to play in the contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Mustangs have it in Dort College territory after the pass completion. Dort College showing only two down linemen this time. Fake the handoff. Knorr's going to roll right. Lofts it up towards the end zone, and it's batted away by John Leachins. Leachins, the safety, going up, tipping the ball away over on the sideline on the pass intended for Jake Allen. That's going to bring up second down and 10. Second down and 10. Morningside has it at the Dort College 42-yard line. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Shuck is lined up in the slot for the Mustangs. Allen to the far right. Nohlmeyer lines up opposite Allen at the corner. This is going to match up with Shuck. It looks like Leachins will come up. Dort College, everybody within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. They hand it off right side, and with some room to run is Masterson. And Jared Masterson brought down at the 30-yard line. Gain of 12 on the play. Looked like he was running downhill that time. Vandevort and McDaniel coming up to make the tackle. And the Mustangs will hurry it up as they come set quickly at the line of scrimmage. McCabe lined up in the at a wing. Now he and the tight end will shift to the left. Knorr is the quarterback in the pistol. Turns, fakes the handoff. We've got a flag on the play. Vandevort, another tackle. 5-yard gain on the play. Flag comes out. And it looks like Dort College is going to be called for offsides. So an offsides penalty against the defenders. It'll be first down and five now. You could take the play and it'd be second and five, or take the penalty and be first and five. Morningside will elect to take the penalty. First down and 5 yards to go. 11:06 left to go in the game. Those of you tuning in for a volleyball match this afternoon, you need to go to 3w.dort.edu/athletics for that volleyball match webcast, Dort College versus Concordia. Nord turns, hands, gives to the running back, and a 3-yard pickup on the play. That carry by Brad Bohe. So Brad Bohe on the carry. And a flag on the play, and that's going to be a holding penalty at the 25-yard line. Oh, no, a chop block. Chop block, the call against the Mustangs. That'll be a 15-yarder. And Morningside now facing first down and 20 at the 40-yard line. 10:47 left to play. 10:47 left to play in the fourth quarter. Morningside. That's Knorr in the shotgun. He has Bohe to his left. Now Bohe shifts to the right. Two down linemen for the defenders. They bring a couple of linebackers, making the pass catch at the 40-yard line, but going to a knee to make the grab is Morningside's Kyle Clement. So Clement down immediately. No gain on the play. See Neal down at the line of scrimmage to make that catch. And it is now second down and 20 at the Dort College 40. Christian Knorr, the quarterback, he's in the pistol. Knorr, back to pass. Looks, has some room to run, and he is stopped short of the first down, or pardon me, short of the line of scrimmage by Sam Ashmore. Ashmore, the outside linebacker, staying at home on the play. Makes the tackle for a 2-yard loss. That'll bring up third down and 22 for the Mustangs at the Dort College 42. And look for Morningside to throw it down the field this time. A lot of the suspense taken out of this one early in the third quarter when Morningside scored two touchdowns quickly to make it 28-0. And we stand at 41-0, Morningside in front. Back to pass is Knorr. Knorr, rolling left, flush from the pocket, rolling, still rolling, and he's going to throw that one out of bounds. Pass is incomplete. No flags on the play. That'll bring up fourth down, and the Mustangs will punt. Mustangs will punt. On to kick will be Jordan Sitzman. Sitzman punting for the second time this afternoon. Trey Pickney inside his 20. He'll backpedal all the way to the 10, where he will station himself, awaiting the kick from Sitzman. So Sitzman gets the snap, gets it away. That's over the head of Pickney. He'll call for the fair catch. It takes a Morningside bounce, but they're in the end zone. Unable to stay out of the end zone, his momentum carried him in. That was Morningside's cover man, Alan Smith. So Smith gets carried into the end zone as he tries to stop on a dime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 8:56 left to play. Dort College with the football at their own 20. Lusinger is under center. Van Kampen is the fullback. They run option to the left. No, Van Kampen got the carry, and Van Kampen is thrown for no gain on the play. Second down and 10. 8:45 left to go in the game. Dort College trailing Morningside 41-0. Morningside scoring four times in the third quarter to, in effect, put this game away. It led 14-0. Dort College has threatened really once this afternoon with good field position. Lusinger stacked up at the 22-yard line. That is a gain of two on the play. It's going to be third down and 8. Well, they'll give him forward progress to the 23, so a gain of 3 on the play. Second down and, third down and 7 for the defenders at their own 23-yard line. Dort College came in shorthanded today. Caleb Luzinger taking his first college snaps at quarterback, the junior. Been third string the last couple of years. Started this season third on the depth chart as well, but injuries to Bryce Russler and Kyle Henricks force him into action. Pitch over to Fennick. Fennick to the 30, 35, gets a block, 40, and forced out of bounds at the 42-yard line. A first down for the defenders at the 43-yard line. So a pickup of 20 on the play for Daniel Fennick. So the sophomore on the carry. So Daniel Fennick, sophomore from Duncanville, Texas, out to the 43-yard line. And the Mustangs will have three down linemen as Dort College gains the first down. One more block, and Fennick pops that one all the way. Up to the line of scrimmage is Dort College, Luzinger. They fake the pitch over to Francis, pumps underneath, pass over the middle, incomplete intended for Grease, and Grease got held on the play. Penalty flag's going to come out. Not sure if they're going to call pass interference or holding. Darius Hicks got into Grease a little bit too much. Ball was in the air, so I think it's going to be a pass interference. Two flags came out simultaneously. As the defensive player for Morningside bit on the pump fake down the field, Darius Hicks gets called for the pass interference. 15 yards for the defenders, down to the Morningside 42. 7:03 left to play in this ball game. Dort College trailing 41-0. Morningside, three down linemen. Dort College, the flex bone, you've got Grease to the right. Take the handoff, Luzinger keeps it, pitches over to Fennick. He's got room. He's to the 35, 30, 25, 20, fumbles it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College football at the 19-yard line. So Fennick just one block away again from going the distance. First and 10 for the defenders at the Morningside 19-yard line. Let's see if Dort College can get the goose egg off of the board. 6:50 and counting, ball game. Dort College trailing 41-0. Josh Van Kampen is the fullback. Fennick is set to the right this time. Francis to the left. You got Grease to the right. Van Grout to the left, the wideouts. Keeping it himself, they pitch it over to Fennick, and this time Fennick has nowhere to run. He's thrown down at the 25-yard line. It'll be second down and long as Fennick is dropped for a 5-yard loss. They'll give him forward progress to the 24, and that is it. Well, let's see if Dort College goes back to a fullback dive up the middle as Morningside now stretching plays out to the sidelines. Under center is Luzinger. Luzinger facing second down and 15. He's under center. St. Francis in motion. They come back to the fullback dive and Kampen, and Kampen gets back 3 yards. It'll be third down and 12. 5:48 and counting. Well, Dort College now third down and 12 at the Morningside 21. Dort College trailing 41-0. And the defenders look to the sideline for their play. 20 seconds on the play clock. 5:28 and counting left in the game. Both teams have all three timeouts remaining. Luzinger is under center. Luzinger turns, fakes the handoff. He's going to try and run option, and he is dropped in the backfield. Penetrating the backfield is Andrew Brooks. Brooks throws him for a 3-yard loss on the play. It's fourth down and 15 at the 24-yard line. This would be a 41-yard field goal attempt. So Dort College facing fourth down and long. Looks like they're going to leave the offense on the field and go for it here on fourth down. Thought maybe if they got close enough, they'd go for the points, but not close enough. Fourth down and 14, Luzinger. Luzinger fakes the fullback dive. Back to pass, Luzinger. Throws over the middle, pass is intercepted at the 3-yard line. Bringing it out to the 10, to the 15, Francis drops the player at the 13-yard line. And the interception by Morningside's Cole Boger. 4:30 left to play on the change of possession. It'll be Morningside football. They're at their own 12-yard line, first down and 10. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Hand off, left side. Gain of 5 on the play for the Mustangs and Jared Masterson. And that will bring up 2nd down and 3. Morningside gains 7 on that first play from scrimmage. Christian Knorr, the quarterback for the Mustangs, on in relief of Joel Nixon. Pistol formation here for the Mustangs. Tight end set to the left. They send a man in motion from left to right. 3 down linemen for the defenders. Hand off to Masterson, and Masterson is dropped. No gain on the play. Sam Ashmore is there for the tackle. For Dort College, Sam Ashmore has been in on a slug of tackles this afternoon. The junior from Arlington, Texas, outside linebacker, making the tackle for a loss. He adds to his total this season. Tackles for loss, I believe he's at 10 now, depending on how many he got earlier this afternoon. 3rd down and 4, 3:20 and counting, 4th quarter. Knorr in the pistol, tries to draw Dort College off. Now he'll back away, 5 seconds on the play clock. 3rd and 4 at the Morningside 18-yard line. Pass is completed to Masterson. He's got the first down and then some, and he's dropped at the 38-yard line. Pursuit by the Dort College defenders and Dwight Green, but not before he picks up 21 yards on the play. Clock stops momentarily as they move the chains. 3:04 left to play in the game. Morningside 41, Dort College 0. For Morningside, 27 points in the third quarter, 14 points in the second quarter, and that's how you arrive at this 41-0 score. Dort College has moved the football on occasion this afternoon. They turned it over on downs moments ago inside the Morningside 30. Morningside with a football. This is Knorr. Sends a man in motion left to right. Handoff on the right side, and a gain of 7 on the play for the Mustangs. And Brad Bowie. Bowie dropped on the numbers on the far side at the 45-yard line. It is 2nd down and 4 for the Mustangs. Mustangs with it at their own 45-yard line. So nothing fancy right now for the Mustangs. Wide receiver set to the right for the Mustangs is Trevor Lane. They hand it off to Bowie. Bowie, the ball carrier, he picks up a first down into Dort College territory at the 47-yard line. So a gain of 8 on the play. It's 1st down and 10. Ashmore with another tackle for the defenders. So Sam Ashmore piling up the tackles this afternoon. He and Vandevort tackle leaders for Dort College. Pistol formation for the Mustangs. 2 receivers set to the right. Man in motion left to right. Under center. Well, I beg your pardon, in the pistol. The handoff and the carry for the Mustangs. New player in at running back for Morningside. That is Kendall Lindemann. Lindemann more than enough for a first down. And the Mustangs have it. 1st down and 10 at the Dort College 36-yard line. So Lindemann will station himself 8-yard deep again in the backfield. They turn, hand it off to Lindemann, and Lindemann, nothing there that time as he's dropped for no gain on the play. Makes it back to the original line of scrimmage, and that will bring up 2nd down and 10. This one rapidly winding up. Morningside leading 41-0. We'll have to run at least one more play, possibly 2. Christian Knorr in the pistol. Got Brad Bowie behind him. Dort College 3 down linemen. They turn, fake the handoff to Bowie. He's going to throw the ball down the field, and the pass is incomplete to the sideline. With 56.3 seconds remaining, clock stops on the incomplete pass. And that will bring up third down. Third down and 10. The Dort College will drop to 1-8 this season, 0-7 in the GPAC, heading into their final home game of the season next week against Doan. Morningside will stay undefeated. Hand off to Bowie. And we've got a stoppage in play. And a timeout called by the Dort College defenders with 50.2 seconds remaining. And they'll force Morningside to try to convert here on fourth down and 7. So the Dort College defensive unit called over to the sideline to talk with defensive coordinator Gabe Elisario. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Volleyball this afternoon, Dort College leads Concordia in game one, or set one of that volleyball match, 16-10. Dort College volleyball team trying to wrap up home court for the quarterfinal round this afternoon in volleyball. A win by the defenders over Concordia. And if Northwestern loses to conference frontrunner Hastings, Dort College will secure at worst a top four finish in the GPAC with three matches remaining next week. If those two things don't happen, we go into next week with Dort College trying to secure that top four finish. Dort College right now in second place with two losses in the conference season. Hastings, the front runner with an undefeated year thus far in the GPAC. Morningside breaks their huddle. Christian Knorr in the pistol facing fourth down and 7. So Knorr hands it off. Bowie, the ball carrier, and Bowie close to a first down. And it looks like he's going to be stopped just shy of the first down. Fort Ord College coming up to make the tackle. Aaron Flohn. Coming up to make the stop, and the Dort College defenders will get it back on down. So the defenders get the stop by less than a yard. Brad Bowie carried it up the middle, and he was stopped short of the first down by about a yard. Caleb Lusinger under center for the defenders. Three down linemen for the Mustangs. Lusinger keeps it himself. No, it's down on the ground, and Morningside will pick it up, and they cover it up at the 22-yard line, so the turnover gives the football back to the Mustangs. And now we'll see what the Mustangs do here with first down and 10 at the 22-yard line. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So Morningside can take a knee, and this one will, in effect, be over. And it looks like they will go into victory formation. Christian Knorr takes a knee, and that'll do it. Morningside will not have to snap the football. 41-0 our final. The Dort College defenders drop to 1-8 overall, 0-7 in the GPAC, while the Morningside Mustangs will improve to 8-0 overall and 7-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from Elwood Olsen Stadium, Sioux City, Iowa, right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Well, pretty much straight up football for three quarters this afternoon, but a disastrous third quarter for the Dort College defenders. Allow Morningside into the end zone four times for 27 points. That turned a 14-0 deficit into a 41-0 deficit. Morningside able to stiff arm Dort College the rest of the way for the final this afternoon of 41-0. The Dort College defenders' next game will be at home against Doan as they conclude the home portion of the football season next Saturday afternoon. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff against the Doan Tigers. Dort College wrapping up the season 2 weeks from today when they battle the Northwestern Red Raiders in Orange City. So that is what is remaining for this 1-8 Dort College football team. They stand 0-7 in the GPAC now. For Morningside, they are 8-0 overall, 7-0 in the conference. And for the Mustangs, they have remaining a home game with Concordia and a road game with Briarcliff to conclude their season. And if they take care of business, they will be in the NAIA playoffs yet another season. And They looked like a team this afternoon, pretty solid. Probably not as flashy as past seasons, but they seem to get the job done, and defensively they make the plays when they have to. Today's broadcast of Dort College Football on KDCR made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holyerge, and Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. Here are the numbers. Morningside, 26 first downs to Dort College's 10. 224 yards of rushing offense for the Mustangs, 93 for the Defenders. 191 yards of passing offense for the Mustangs, 24 for Dort College. Dort College, a total of 117 yards. Morningside, 415 yards. Time of possession, Morningside 28:57, Dort College 31:03. Individually, Daniel Fennig, 7 carries for 37 yards. Leonard Manuel, 11 carries for 33 yards. Trey Pickney, 2 carries for 13 yards. Josh Van Kempen, 8 carries for 11 yards. Caleb Luzinger, 5 of 10 through the air for 24 yards and 2 interceptions. Daniel Fennig, 2 catches for 7 yards. Sam Verhulst, a catch for 7 yards. Aaron Francis, a catch for 6. Daryl Van Grau, a catch for 4. Heath Bonestro, 6 punts for the Defenders for a 32.8 average. Came in averaging right at 40 yards per punt. Trey Pickney returned 5 kicks for 103 yards. That figures out right to his season average of about 21 yards per kick return. For the Mustangs on offense, Jared Masterson, 14 carries for 63 yards. Joel Nixon, 8 carries for 60 yards. John Helverson, 11 carries for 38 yards. Nixon, 14 of 22 through the air, 4 touchdowns, 160 yards. Kyle Shuck, 6 catches, 4 of them for touchdowns, a total of 90 yards. Joel McCabe, 4 catches for 40 yards. Jake Allen, 3 catches for 37 yards. Jared Masterson, 1 catch for 19 yards for the Mustangs. Tackles, Seth Vandevort, 9 solos, 8 assists, a total of 17 tackles for the junior from Urbandale, Iowa. Sam Ashmore, 7 solos, 5 assists. He had a tackle for loss, and he had 12 total tackles. Seth Vandevort also credited with a quarterback sack. Ray Cleveland, 6 solos, 1 assist. Benoit Harris, 4 solos, 3 assists. For Morningside, Chris Cavillo, 3 unassisted, 3 solo tackles, 10 assisted. Aaron Roberg, 1 solo, 12 assisted. Interceptions this afternoon, Dort College, they had a fumble recovery, not an interception. They had Josh Nolmeyer with a fumble recovery. Gerard Pelham also with a fumble recovery for Pelham. That came on a punt return by the Mustangs. For Morningside, they forced 4 Dort College fumbles. Aaron Roberg recovered 2 of them. Andrew Brooks and Marcus Smith had 1 fumble recovery each. Cole Boger and Trevor Strong had 1 interception apiece. Morningside led 14-0 at the end of the first half on a pair of Kyle Shuck touchdown pass receptions from Joel Nixon. Morningside opened the scoring in the third period with a 98-yard kickoff return by Colby Henderson. That made it 21-0. Shuck caught a couple more passes from Joel Nixon to make it 35-0 with 1:23 left to go in the third period. And then John Holverson bowled up the middle for a 2-yard touchdown run, capping a 2-play, 27-yard drive to make it 41-0. And that's how it ended. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College Football on KDCR. That is the Wireless World post-game wrap-up. Once again, our final score, Morningside 41, Dort College 0. Our next broadcast, back here in Sioux City, it'll be Dort College versus Morningside in volleyball action Tuesday evening. We'll get on the air at about 7:20 with our pre-match coverage. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good Saturday afternoon.